Chatterbox acting chair David Potten spoke earlier with Barry Snell of the RNIB about some exciting news for regular listeners of Chatterbox. This interview now follows.
I'm joined now by David Potten. David is acting chair of Chatterbox Talking Newspaper, who, like many of the charities, have had to change the way they do things to keep people connected. So first off, David, thanks for joining me. Tell us a little bit about your charity, please, and the changes you've had to make.
Certainly. Yes, Chatterbox is a talking newspaper based in Norwich. We've been running for 42 years, and we have produced a weekly talking newspaper almost every week for 42 years. The only 2 weeks that we missed so far until coronavirus were 2 weeks when there was so much snow in Norwich that the volunteers couldn't get to the office. We decided that we could not continue with our normal approach because we send out about 500 USB memory sticks a week. We have a total of about 100 volunteers, and at any one time we often had 10 or more volunteers in our office, and that clearly was not going to be possible during the lockdown. So we decided to move to a completely, if you like, virtual approach, whereby every week's edition is edited, recorded, and sound edited in volunteers' homes. So no volunteer leaves their home, and we produce what we call a podcast every week. And that podcast is made available on the internet. People can listen to it on the telephone, or people can listen to it on smart speakers. And from a technical and content point of view, it's worked very well. And we've got four separate teams. Each team is responsible once every 4 weeks. And the four teams have produced podcasts, which listeners have said are really high quality, both in the recording standards and in the content. In addition to our own 400 to 500 listeners to whom we send memory sticks, there are about 8 or 9 other talking newspapers in the Norfolk area, and they all receive our monthly and quarterly recordings and distribute these to their own listeners. So actually, many of our recordings go to 1,000 people in the Norfolk area. So we were very pleased with what we were doing until we got some listening statistics. We found that only a fairly small number of people are listening to our recordings, and probably at least 90%, possibly 95% of our usual blind or visually impaired listeners are not hearing our podcasts.
Why do you think that is, David? I presume you were once on talking cassette and moved across to memory stick, which you're now on, so you're available on various platforms. Is the information just not getting across?
You're quite right. We did move from cassette tapes to memory sticks, and that was not totally straightforward, but now everybody gets memory sticks, and we provide them with special memory stick players. So they don't need to have computers. All they have is a special memory stick player provided by ourselves, which they put the memory stick into and listen on. And it's a very simple device which just has a forward button, a back button, and a stop button. So it's very easy for a blind person to use, and they don't need to know a thing about a computer, and they don't need to have internet or anything else. But we have a special relationship with an organization called Talking Newspapers Limited, who have helped us make all our recordings available to people who can listen to them on the phone or can listen on smart speakers. And we've publicized that widely. BBC Radio Norfolk, the Norfolk newspapers have all given details of how people can listen. But in fact, it seems that probably 95% of our listeners, if they don't get a USB memory stick in the mail, they don't listen.
So it's vital, really, the charity get back to sending out memory sticks ASAP.
Yeah, so when we found that so few of our listeners were able to hear our podcasts, we decided we're going to have to try and go back to distributing memory sticks somehow. We're now in the process of moving to a point at which we can safely distribute 500 memory sticks a week again to our listeners, with a very, very small number of volunteers going to our office and obviously working in absolutely safe conditions. We will still do all the editing, recording and sound editing in volunteers' homes. It will just be the processing of memory sticks, but it will be done in the office. And we hope that that will bring all our blind and visually impaired listeners back into hearing our weekly recordings. The recordings will continue to be available online, on the phone, to smart speaker listeners. Nothing will be lost, but a lot will be gained or regained.
What kind of content do you have on your programmes?
We do three main things. Every week we do a summary of the Norwich and area news, which is based on articles in the Norwich Evening News newspaper, which is produced by a company called Archant, and which is very popular. Then, in addition, we record two monthly magazines. One is a magazine about activities in Norfolk called Norfolk Magazine, and the other is a very popular magazine called Let's Talk. And we produce those once a month, and we then add them to the weekly Chatterbox memory sticks. So usually a listener gets both the weekly Chatterbox and some other recording addition added to it. And in addition to those three, we also produce our own quarterly magazine program called Chatterround, which is interviews with people from the Norwich and Norfolk area.
Well, it certainly sounds as if all the staff are working tirelessly to provide a service to blind and partially sighted people. So a big well done to you all. How can people find out more about Chatterbox Talking Newspaper?
They can go to our website, which is cbtn.org.uk. CBTN is Chatterbox Talking Newspaper. So cbtn.org.uk has got all the information about Chatterbox.
David Porton, Acting Chair of Chatterbox Talking Newspapers in Norwich. Thanks for talking to us today on RNIB Connect Radio.
Barry, it's been a great pleasure to talk to you.